welcome to another Guitar Noise podcast. My name is David Hodge. I'm the managing editor of Guitar Noise. It's www.guitarnoise.com. Today we're going to be working on combining our strumming with the cross picking that we've been looking at the last time out. And should be a lot of fun, so get your guitar and let's go. Alright, today, as I mentioned, we are going to work on combining our basic strumming with cross-picking in order to give our strumming kind of variety. Again, this is one of those things when somebody says, oh my God, what's the pattern? Well, if you're going to combine your strumming with cross-picking, which sounds really, really cool, you're going to get lost if you find yourself just falling into a particular pattern. So hopefully we'll be able to cure you of that today. And also, we're going to go back into 4-4 time. The last couple of lessons have been in 3-4. So we're going to get back into kind of our standard 4-4 time frame of mind, if you will. Should be fun. We'll be working with chord progression, two basic chord progressions, one following one right after another. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Anyway, the chords that you do know, one possible exception, we'll get into that in a minute. We're going to go from G to B minor, and that's the one you may not know. We'll talk about that. To C to G. That's progression one. Progression two is going to be going from C to G to A7, to D, or D7, and that very nicely brings us back to progression 1. So you see you have the two, the first one being G, B minor, C, and G, and the second one being C to G to A7 to D, and you can use D7 if you prefer. Okay? Now, that B minor chord, either one of two things we can do with that. Well, actually, one of three, but or four, or five. It just goes on and on and on, doesn't it? But let's keep it very simple. Those of you who aren't comfortable with bar chords yet, we're going to use a very easy beginner's B minor, which is kind of making a diagonal with your fingers. Index fingers on the second fret of the high E string. Middle fingers on the third fret of the B string. And ring finger is on the fourth fret of the G string. And you use the D string as your starting point. This is a root 4 chord. It's not really a root 4. It's an inversion, so don't write me about that one, please. Yes, we're using our D as our bass note here, but there you go. Technically, as everybody is aware, the B minor is a root 5 chord. We find the lowest B on our guitar on the 5th fret. And a lot of people do use this as a bar chord, barring their finger on the 2nd fret, index finger, and then making an A minor shape beyond that. Another easy way, though, is to use a substitute, and that would be B minor 7 in this particular case. On B minor 7, we have, it's pretty much all on the 2nd fret. Ring finger on the 2nd fret of the high E. The B string is open. Then we have middle finger on the 2nd fret of the G. The D string is open. And index finger is on the 2nd fret of the A. Now, this is an especially easy substitution to make, especially if you're coming from a G chord, because your index finger is already on the place where you want it to be. And so it becomes a matter of just moving your middle finger and ring finger accordingly. So you go from G to B minor 7. And the other way, as we said, is going from G to the B minor in that diagonal shape that we talked about before. Either one will work for us today, so feel free to pick and choose, okay? All right, then, let's get started. As I mentioned, the goal today is to combine cross-picking with our strumming pattern. And in order to do that, it's safer to start with your strumming pattern, or some kind of strumming pattern, in order to give yourself a good feel of the beat. And what I'd like to do is use one that we've used an awful lot. Again, not because there aren't any others, but this is, you know, again, building on what you know is a great place to start. So we're going to go on our first beat. We're going to go down. Okay. And remember, we count in ones and two and three and four. And so one is down on our chord. Okay. And, for one, is coming back up but not hitting anything. It's a silent. Okay. Two, we're going to go down again. And then we're going to come up on the and. We're going to skip our down on the three. And then come back up. And then go down for four. So, we've got one and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. All right, we're using a G chord here. So one more time just to get ourselves in. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. Nicely done. One of the reasons for getting this particular pattern set in your head for starters is because we're going to use the way that our picking motion is going in order to help us with the idea of cross-picking. Instead of getting all caught up in where's my ups and where's my downs, we want to get comfortable enough with the strumming pattern so we know what's going to happen with our ups and downs during the counting of the measure. So, again, if you want to think of yourself as going down, down, up, up, down, that's fine. It's a lot easier to be thinking about it in terms of numbers. It will do you better in the long run thinking about it in terms of numbers and ands. But for what we're doing today, thinking about it in terms of ups and downs may be helpful as far as getting a handle on what we want to do with the cross-picking. Again, as in our other podcasts, what I'm going to be giving you is a template. It's nothing that you have to really adhere to strictly. It's just, again, a way of getting you started, giving you ideas. And our first two beats are one, two. We're going to keep it the same, just do strumming. So it'll be one, two, and three, and four. Now, what we're doing on our strumming pattern originally is we're coming up after two, we're skipping three, and we're coming up on the end of three and going down on four. We're going to use the same motion. The only difference is that instead of going for full chords, we're going to hit individual notes on individual strings. Okay, so bear with me here and let's see what we can do. We're going to go down for the full chord on one, down again for the full chord on two. On the end of two, I'm coming back up, then I'm just hitting the high E string. My finger there is on the third fret. That's what's giving it the G note. Then we're skipping three. I've got an upstroke for the end of three. I'm going to catch the open B string. And then for the end of that's the end of three, and then we go to four. I'm coming down on the open G string. Okay? So, incredibly slowly, in fact, not even really in time, just to give you an idea of what's happening. One is down, again. Two is down. And is the high E string. Three is silent. And is the open B string. Four is down on the G string, and the end of four is also silent. So very, very slowly, it's going to be one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. And one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and. Nicely done. All right. Now, let's try to pick that up a little bit, see what happens. Again, if you miss and hit different strings, it's not going to matter. It'll sound perfectly fine. Okay? As long as you have your hand holding the whole G chord. So, one, and two, and three, and four, and 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 two, and three, and four. Not bad at all. Okay. Now, for a B minor 7, or a B minor, hear how it's the same beat and we're doing the same pattern with the strings. Likewise with C. And back to G. Now, the trick is going to be we're only going to use one measure per chord. Okay? So, very slowly, going from G to B minor to C and back to G. Two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three. Four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. Not too bad. Let's try that again. Maybe a little faster. One and two and three and four and one and two and three. Four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and. Well done. Now, if you're finding this vaguely familiar, that's perfectly fine. This is, again, a typical chord progression you can find in a lot of songs. We, of course, are not going to say that it's from any particular song because, well, because. Okay. But songs you will find this sort of progression in are things like Van Morrison's Tupelo Honey. Or he also uses it in Crazy Love. He loves this progression, actually. And you can also find it in, what's the other one? Bright Side of the Road. And also you might find it in things like Puff the Magic Dragon. I mean, it's again, it's been around ages. It's basically what we call a 1-3-4-1 progression. And bonus points if you remember that later on, okay? But don't worry about it for right now. So let's try that again really, really quickly. One, well, not quickly, but one and two and three, four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. Not bad at all. Now, before we move to the second progression, I'd like to go over a couple more things with this one. You'll remember from our other strumming podcast, as well as from our lacrosse picking podcast, that we have different patterns that we're used to. One of the typical things that we might do is instead of playing a chord on the first beat is just hitting the root note, the bass note, in this case G. Okay. Now, if I'm going to be emphasizing the root notes in this case, I would probably go with a B minor 7 so that I can get that B on the second fret of the A string when I shift over there. So, for G, we would have 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Here we're hitting the bass note in one, and the rest of it is just the way we've done it. B minor 7. putting that all together. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4. Not too bad so far. Another technique or pattern that we picked up on is using the first beat instead of just hitting the root note for the one, also catching another string on an upstroke on the and. Sometimes the open D, sometimes the G string, depending upon what the chord is. So, for instance, in the G chord, we would go on a one, we would hit down on our root note, and then and on the open D string coming up. We could also hit the open G string. So one and two and three and four. That was not too great. Let's try that again. One and two and three and four. That's a lot better. Let's try that again. One and two and three and four. Okay. So walking this first beat idea, or down up on the first beat, through the four chord progression, the four chords being G, B minor 7, C, and then a repeat of G, very slowly, it would sound like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3. You hear that last time, I kind of jumped the gun and hit more of the chords than I meant to. Again, that's part of the point, is that I don't want you to be thinking that one thing is where you always want to hang out. If you end up mixing and matching while you're doing this, it's going to sound fine. And we'll take a closer look at that towards the end, okay? Now, we could add more to our cross-picking if we want to. And I'm going to revert temporarily back to our very basic 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. How about instead of just making that so spacey, 2 and 3 and 4, we add eighth notes all the way through. Something perhaps like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Or 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. As you can see, or hear, rather, you can, the possibilities are many. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Which one should you do? You should play around and see what you like and what you're comfortable with. Okay? And you should try, if you get comfortable and you're not really worried about it, something different every time. Let's stick with the G chord for a little bit and just experiment, shall we? 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 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 1. Now you may have heard in a couple occasions, I actually reverted back to our first pattern. Okay, and again, could you, you know, you want to throw stones at me for that? I doubt it, but you might, who knows. The object, again, is that every single time can be different. And if you're not worried about it, if you're not going to pay attention to it, it's going to sound a lot more natural. It'll sound like you kind of know what you're doing, or your hands know what you're doing, as opposed to trying to make it sound like it's going to be exactly the same every time. So, again, I can't stress enough, don't worry about that. Another thing that you can do is start adding maybe some 16th notes into the mix. By that, that would be adding two 16th notes for every 8th note. So, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. What strings am I hitting? I'd have to look at them and, you know, really go slow motion and tell you. It's not the point. The point is that if you keep it steady and you keep the chord in place, it doesn't matter which strings you hit. Yeah, I know. You're tired of me saying this, but it's still true, okay? And that's the main thing I really, really want to get across to you, is that you are the one who's in charge of your strumming pattern. It's as simple as that. You're the one who decides what you're playing. More often than not, though, and where you want to get to is the point where you're not even thinking about it. You want it to be on automatic pilot so that your hand is changing between patterns and giving yourself different things to do so it doesn't sound like you're a robot, that doesn't sound like you're recording. It sounds like you're a live human being. So let's try. And we'll take our four chords, our G to B minor 7 or B minor, whichever you prefer, to C and then back to G, and put that together and see what works. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 2 and 3 and 4 and now, let's try something different, okay? And again, you should be coming up with things that are totally different. What I'm going to do now is just strum the four chords. And I'm just going to keep a very basic beat. You guys have fun. It should sound really, really cool. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and the G again. 1 and 2 and 3 and B minor. 1, 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and back to G. How'd you do? We want to add the other four chords, C, G, A7, and D7, or D, whichever you prefer. And again, you can pick your own pattern if you want. I'm going to go very, very simple with this. So 1 and 2 and C, and here we go. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, G, 1 and 2. 3 and A7, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and D. Okay, let's put the two progressions together. G to B minor to C to G, C to G to A7 to D. Okay, 1 and 2 and 3 and G and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And B minor and 2 and 3, C and 1 and 2 and 3, and back to G, 1 and 3 and 4, C, 1 and 2 and 3, G, 4 and 1 and 3 and 4, A or A7, 3 and 4, and D or D7, and 2 and 3, and did you notice me screw up the counting because I'm trying to give too many directions at once? Let's try that again. This time you're responsible for the chords. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2. Let's try it one more time. And this time, again, I'm going to just play the chords, and you're going to just have some fun strumming and picking, okay? We'll go through it three times. So one, and two, and three, and four, and G. B minor. C. G. C. G. A7. D or D7. And back to G. Here we go. One. B minor. C. G. C. G. A7. D7, and one more pass, G, B minor, C, G, C, G, A7, D, let's end on a G. All right. Now, last time out, I mentioned that what we're going to be doing is working on adding fills. And my fault there, because I realized after I'd mentioned that we should probably try combining the cross-picking with strumming before we get too much further than that. So I'd like you to get comfortable with that. If for no other reason that when we start working on fills are just basically a form of cross-picking. You know, we're just using single notes instead of chords. And so it will become a way of putting things together on those beats that we're using cross-picking, okay? Just to give you a taste of that sort of thing. One, and two, and three, and four, and... kind of what you have to look forward to for next time, but we're actually going to start out a little bit more simply than that. And one thing that you can do actually to help yourself out with this is to read the column on Guitar Noise called Tricks of the Trade. It deals with the song Knocking on Heaven's Door, and we'll be using that G to D to A minor, G, D to C chord progression as a way of getting comfortable with adding riffs and fills to our strumming. Okay? The other thing that I would tell you to try to get comfortable with is with those chords, G, D, A minor, and C, but particularly the A minor and C, and get used to just seeing what the sounds are when you lift fingers off. Here's a C, I lift my index finger off, I put it back on. That kind of thing as far as it goes. Believe it or not, that's a fill. Okay? So, we'll see you next time and 2 weeks.